The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Obviously, your Tuesday Night Miracle on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. It's very nice that all of you are listening right now. Very, very nice indeed. I'm glad that you're doing it. With me, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Ken, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Feels like it's been, six months.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
No, it seems like we haven't talked in a long time. I don't know. Maybe I just had a bad dream or something. I don't know.
Did you lose your phone?
I'm not sure about that.
You must have lost your phone, because I had your number. You probably had mine. You lost the phone, so you didn't have my number, right?
No, I have your number in my iPhone G2.
Oh, it must have lost charge or something, right? Why didn't it still works perfectly?
I don't know. I was waiting for yeah, it works pretty good, and when I charge it, it does.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that means that you didn't want to call me then. You didn't want to reach out. You didn't want to be a pal.
I was waiting for you to call.
Okay. Well, looks like if you do that, you're gonna end up waiting a long time, basically.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because I don't exactly probe into the lives of people.
Right. You're very standoffish.
Standoffish. Yeah. Maybe it's more along the lines of, I'll just do my own thing, and if people need things, I'm glad to do it.
Right. Right. I hear you.
Do you? Because your phone was broken. It must have been. I refuse to believe you didn't call. Your phone has to be destroyed.
I accidentally ran over it. I'm going to be honest with you.
So I guess you deleted your Facebook account, email, Twitter.
I deleted everything.
Oh, okay. Good.
Deleted everything. The hell with it all.
Good. Very good. Well, it's nice to hear from you again.
It's nice to hear from you, too. It's good to talk to you. How's everything? What's new?
My grandma died.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know how close you were with your grandmother.
Yeah, she had been sick. Well, do you say sick? I mean, when you try and explain what happened to people, like, oh, was she sick long? Well, I mean, she's not really sick. If you had a stroke, you're really just kind of, it's like a structural damage thing, isn't it?
How long was she? Because I know for a while you said she was maybe losing her, not her functions, but her senses, perhaps, maybe, or?
You mean prior to the stroke?
Right, right. Well, I mean, was she, like, slowing down a little bit, or?
Oh, she was weaker. She was getting weak. She had dementia, so a little bit of that was setting in. And, she had the stroke a couple weeks later, faded into her demise. You know, she passed on. And we buried her on Tuesday of last week. We didn't do a show last week. I was planning to do it. I didn't announce that I wasn't going to do one because you don't bury somebody at night. You know, you do it, you take care of it in the morning, you go and you have a meal so you don't bring the ghosts home, because I'm Italian and they have all these fucking superstitions. Like, you know, you can't step over someone who's laying down because they'll never grow, so you have to step backwards. You can't leave a funeral home and go right to your house because the ghosts will follow you and live their eternal lives in your boring fucking living room.
Well, I'm sure you had a repast, right?
That's what it was, yeah.
Right.
So we had a nice meal, a good spread.
Are is repast only? I mean, certain ethnic origins have repast, because not everybody does that, do they? I don't know.
I mean, not a lot of people even make a big to do about it. People just kind of like my coworker of mine who's from the West Coast. They're like, oh God, you don't just cremate everybody. Like you just he was maybe in his 30s. He's never been to a wake. He had to go to his first wake because someone on the East Coast that he knew died. And he had never been to one in his whole life. It had always been the you know, the little ceremony with the vase of ashes or whatever.
I always felt awkward stuffing my face with manicotti after, you know, burying somebody. You know, why should I be jubilant? It's a terrible time.
It is, but you know what? It was extremely horrible and sad and everything it should be. But, you know, you look at it, 93 years old, okay? She made it to 93. That is nearly, like, the top of the fucking mountain.
That's not good enough.
It's not good enough?
No.
93 isn't good enough?
I want to live till you can't even count anymore. So, to me, that's...
You want to be God. Is what you're saying? You want to be fucking
eternal. You know what? It's just, you know, is that what we say? Oh, she lived till 93, so that's good enough. It's, you know, that we shouldn't say something like that.
Well, no, I know. I hate saying that, and I hate trying to put the silver lining on the cloud. But think about it this way. We're all going to have a death, right? So, and we don't know what it's going to be. So it's almost like a grab bag of possible deaths. If you reached in the hat and pulled out 93, no illnesses, and a painless end surrounded by your family, where you just fade away into the end and that's it. You would cherish that. That's a prized end. Whereas it could just be death from anal bleeding, excessive anal bleeding while sitting on a computer chair. You would trade with somebody at that point. It's like, hey, I got a good one here. I don't know. You want to trade? Is there any anal bleeding? Yeah, a little. Just a little. Well, no, I'm good. Fuck! I'm stuck with the anal bleeding. You'll never be able to get rid of that one. But if you get the 93, no injuries, no major medical fucking disasters. That is the goddamn golden star.
But both of my grandmothers lived till they were in their mid to late 90s. Both of them, you know, maternal and paternal. The grandfathers, on the other hand, you know, one died in his 50s and one died in his late 60s, early 70s. So the men in my family, and I'm sure you're aware, my father dropped dead at the age of 67. So the men in my family don't live long lives. The women, you know, outlived the men. So that makes me a little nervous as well. But I'm doing my best to change that.
Yeah, you know, you should definitely look at that formula and hope to break the mold. Do you ever just wake up and think, like, well, that's what it's going to be. I may as well just live what I've got now. And basically just set – you should probably just set your finish line at the average age that men die in your family. And then if you make it beyond that, you're living on borrowed time. Just fucking spend it all at that point.
Right. Yeah, I mean, then when you reach that age that they were when they passed, it's always a milestone.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I got there, you didn't. So guess what?
I don't know if I would say that.
Every day's a party for me because I'm living on borrowed time. I beat the average. You wouldn't do that, you don't think?
You know, I don't know. I don't think that's a nice thing to say, but you know.
Well, I'm not saying, like, you know, spit on the grave and do a fucking happy dance. I'm just saying that maybe you would appreciate your life and maybe live it a little bit.
Right. The worst part, and this isn't to get too deep here. I don't want to make a mockery out of this.
Yeah.
The worst part to me, the funeral is when you're in the church and the coffin is next to you. On, I guess, that cart of some sort. This is me personally.
Yeah.
And it's closed, and that blanket is over it, and it's just that's the worst. That was the worst for me. It was just a very, very hard
yeah.
moment.
Yeah. And they sing the
Ave Maria.
Yeah. They sing that. There's maybe a handful of songs that they sing, unless it's the South, and then they just put a tape player on from my first Sony plays something from fucking Kansas. or Led Zeppelin,
yeah.
or Skynyrd, and they just blare it. But it's usually some really just tear jerking fucking just goes right to the marrow of your bones, sad right. song, and you just stare at it, and you stare, and like, God, I can, and like, you almost have X-ray vision. You could see through the wood, and you just see, like, I wonder, like, they, do they just get rid of the pillow? Are they right. just in, like, because you are look, they, you look they, at they, it, when you
do
approach.
Do they turn on their side? Do they look for the cool side of the pillow, you know?
No. It's what they do to them. That's what I wonder. It's like, because you look at it, when you go to the wake, they're all propped up nice, and they're and well, they and they have like their fucking Sunday bests. Yeah. Or whatever. Well, they're either done up really well or really poorly. And
I looked up my grandmother's dress after she was died when she was in the coffin.
Did you just like do a rim shot for yourself? What the fuck was that noise?
No, this is correspondence. But
what correspondence is that from? Is that on another device or?
Oh, I know where you're getting at. But listen to me.
Was that a phone?
Yes, it was a phone. That was my wife's phone.
Oh, when did you? Oh, it's okay. It's hers. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you could have borrowed it.
Well, that's true.
To call, you know.
But I my grandmother passed away in '97, and she was the closest person who died thus far in my life. So I wanted to see what was going on underneath there. So I started pulling up her dress a little bit. And
wait, was it a full open casket? They didn't have like it wasn't like casket. The sleeping bag where, no. where the wooden sleeping bag where the lower half is closed, and like and they may as well not even have clothes under that. Like right. they could just be wearing fucking pajama pants and where's Waldo socks?
I never understood that. Just go for the whole gusto. Just pull the whole fucking thing up. Why do halfway? Give us the whole. We're here on a. We're here between 2 and 4 and 7 and 9. Just open the fucking thing up for Christ's sake.
You really want them to root through the closet and get the shoes yeah. shined? They haven't shined those shoes in fucking 20 years.
This is the worst part. Because I don't know how it is in other parts of the country. Usually it's from like 2 to 4 and then 7 to 9. And from 4 to 7, you got to find somewhere to go for those 3 fucking hours because you know you're going to have to go back there. That's the worst fucking time.
What do they do in between that?
I don't know.
Do they just mist it to keep it moist?
I don't know.
Do they go in there with a spray bottle?
But getting back to my grandma. They may melt. But getting back to my grandmother, she was full of newspaper. They stuffed newspaper up her dress.
Oh yeah,
and it was just revolting that
wait,
she was.
Wait, hold on. What kind of dress are we talking? Like to the knee type dress? Because this was the full open casket. You said
it probably like mid calf.
Now I don't want to pry too much. I don't want to recover the memory and make it fresh for
it's,
you.
It's fine. It's fine.
Was this the grandmother that used to prepare a certain meal for you?
Yes,
head.
Yes, it was.
What was the name of the meal, please?
Bonzette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you looked at her face and her hands, and that wasn't enough for you.
Right.
What were you, not convinced that it's her? Like,
Oh, by the way.
Why would you pry her dress up?
There's something I have to tell you about this grandmother. As you're aware of, she's the grandmother who had the hooves and the grooves, okay? Well, lo and behold, I found her hooves.
No, you didn't.
I found her hooves. My mother.
You actually found a picture of
her I feet. Found a picture of her goddamn hooves. And as vile as they can be, I'm looking at them right now.
You have a picture? Can you scan them and email them to me? I need.
I will
to
do
see
that after the program. I will do that
because Amanda and I went to see a movie entitled Black Swan. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. Well, it's about a dancer who goes mad with jealousy and paranoia, and she keeps having these disillusions of her bleeding and having cuts and disfigurements, and she takes off her shoe at one point. And her foot is just completely fused into like one toe with like 5 nails. It's ugh. The most, and she tries to tug them apart, and it's like, and I instantly thought of grooves and hooves.
Yeah,
I imagine that is what your grandmother's foot looks like, the mashed up Natalie Portman foot from Black Swan.
Right. I don't like things that are fused together. That grosses me out. Yeah.
But you actually found a picture of this. Now, when she was in the casket and you pulled her dress up, where did you pull it from? From the knee? Like you went down to the...
No, just from the side. I just tugged it a little bit.
Oh, okay. You didn't like peek under.
No, I didn't look at her chachi, no.
They didn't see what looked like a blue ghost in her crotch. Just a head under the fucking fabric. Jesus.
And she just had newspaper underneath her, and it seemed like she was almost like a doll, like a rag doll of some sort.
Were they able to put shoes on her feet?
Yes.
Okay.
But her bunions were sticking out of them.
See, that's why you put the lid down. You put half the lid down, and then that's it. What, I mean, you have to see the feet. You are a proponent of the full casket, but you feel like you need to see everything. I don't want to see everything.
Listen, if I'm going to take my afternoon off and my evening off, at least give me the whole friggin' thing. Hmm. That's all I ask.
Yeah,
I don't want half.
You know, I hate when you can tell how tired the fucking makeup artist was. And you see they didn't scrape around the nails, because they really just spray them down with some kind of like airbrush foundation. They basically pick a skin color from whatever photo you give them, and they do their best Home Depot color matching, and they just fucking spray paint the entire fucking thing and get a base coat down. And what they're supposed to do is mask out the fingernails. So that, you know, it doesn't look like they have fucking skin on their nails. But if they don't do it right, you look, there's a little bit of that paint on the nail. The next one you go to, take a look at the fingernails. That is the mark of a good funeral makeup artist. This is the most morbid fucking episode ever.
Have you ever been to a wake where people have actually taken photographs?
Never. And I've seen, like, entire threads on message boards of people that take pictures at funerals and wakes and all that, and it happens to be a certain demographic of people. I've noticed that a lot of the people who do this are African Americans, otherwise known as blacks. They will take a goddamn digital camera to a wake, and they'll do the fucking, like, you know how maybe you try to take a picture of yourself when you're at like the Sears Tower, you hold the camera in front of your face as far out as you can reach. Try and get as much of it in. Most of them are just shots like that. They're leaning back into the goddamn casket, holding the fucking Canon power shot right at their fucking face, snapping it off. And dead people always look like they disapprove. They never smile. They always have that really wide, straight mouth. Very disapproving looking.
Well, when my father passed away, you know, since my grandmother, he was obviously the next closest person to pass away. And, you know, I had full range. I could, you know, if I wanted to open his hand up, I could open his hand up. If I wanted to lift his arm, I could lift his arm.
Did you do that?
I opened his eyes.
Well,
I lifted up.
I remember you said you did that. And I can't tell you. It's just fucked up that you did that.
I wanted to see him one more time with his eyes open just to, you know what I'm saying?
That's not the time to do it. At that point, they're a goddamn sculpture.
So I opened his pulled up his eyelids, and it was just like a haze of cloud. It was not pleasant at all.
That haunts you, doesn't it?
Like, I could still see it right now.
Yeah, see, that's not what you want. I've never done this, but you know, when you get the call that someone's passed in a hospital, you get an opportunity to go in the room and spend time with the recently deceased. And they're in their hospital clothes, in the hospital bed and all that. And I've never done it until, you know, my grandma died. And I have, going in, I had no idea what the fuck to expect. Like, I don't like funerals. I just happen to have been to a ton of them. And I certainly don't want to be around dead people, but, so I had, like, my anxiety about going in.
Right.
And then as soon as you walk in, it's like, oh, she's just like this. This is just how she looked like when she was sleeping down the hallway in her room. Like when I would be walking with like a glass of water, and I would walk past her door, and I'm like, oh shit, go back and look in, and then wait for like her chest to rise.
Sure,
like, oh,
sure.
Shit, okay, she's still alive. There were times where like she'd be in a really deep sleep, and I'd be like, oh my god, let me just make sure she's not dead. And every time that's fine, but she had the stroke, she was in the hospital. She looked exactly like that in the hospital when she was dead. I mean, that would be the time when you, if you need to see the eyes, I guess prying them open would happen then. Because
sure.
At that point, they've run so much so many chemicals through the veins and everything. They're a goddamn art project.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just arts and – you're looking at arts and crafts.
Yeah. That's all it is.
When my grandmother passed away, I did the same thing. I went into the room. All the grandchildren were in there. And at that time, she had a lot of, I guess, for lack of a better word, hoses and or tubes in her mouth and whatnot.
Yeah.
And her the amount of tubes she had in her mouth, when she passed away, when they took the tubes out, her mouth remained open. You know, it was like when you try to close in her jaw, it would just open again.
Jesus. Well, and that's why they stitch the fucking mouth. If you ever look... Look at a goddamn... See, these are things you have to look for when you go to a wake. I understand you may be sad, but then again, it may be someone that you probably didn't know, or it's someone very close to someone you do know, and you don't really honestly give a shit about the person in the box, but you care about the person weeping in the line. But just take a look at the fingernails, as I said before, and also look at the mouth. You'll see that that mouth is, like, inside. There's some kind of stitching. It looks like the crotch of a pair of jeans where, like, the seam goes in. They do the stitching in, and it fucking just seals shut. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Jesus Christ, this is getting pretty fucking morbid. I don't know how you could have a job like that where just death is around you.
Like, I think most of those jobs are just brought passed down to the family members.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Even, like, the hospice... Like your death is like having a fucking a lot of shit in an inbox. Like it's just, oh god, a fucking what an inconvenience. But you just deal with it. And whereas like people are at their worst moment around you every fucking day. I don't know how people sign up for that shit. You say that the jobs are passed down. That's like the mortician, undertaker, fucking that's that kind of shit. The only people that sign up for that are God, they have to be a little fucked up, a little creepy to want to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know if they want to do it or if they're just expected to do it. I couldn't do it. You know,
So, I mean, I went into the room when she was dead, and she's just there in a bed, laying down, and she's got the God Loves Me blanket that they gave her in the hospital, like this green blanket on her. Which, by the way, it was just a fucking weird occurrence. There was like this German nurse. She had the absolute, I am from fucking Germany, but I will speak English to you because I know you'll never understand my superior language type of accent. And she came in with this like package. She was clutching really close to her chest, and we were all in there with my grandma. This is before she passed, and she's like, I have something for you, but I don't want other people to find out. So I'm like, oh shit, what's this? Because there are a lot of Jewish people here. They cannot see this. And she unfurls this blanket and puts it on my grandma real nice. I'm like, oh, that's real nice. And on it says, God loves me. She goes, I would tell you to get it at the desk, but there are a lot of Jewish people here and they don't believe in God.
I wasn't aware of that.
What?
I thought they believed in God. They just didn't believe
in Jesus. Of course they
do.
Of course they do. They believe in God. Like if you have a religion, there is a God behind it. There is some belief in something behind it. That's what she was. I'm guessing she was older. So maybe she had a little bit of indoctrination when she was a kid. That's all I'm suggesting. But right. I thought it was very nice that she brought the blanket in. But she was being very, very careful not to let the Jews see the God Loves Me blanket being given to this non-Jewish woman. I don't know. It really, really fucking weird. But, I mean, despite it all, it is Christmas. And I gotta say, even though there's this like this family tragedy and everything... I'm actually enjoying Christmas more than I have in years. And that may sound kind of fucked up. I'm not kind of suggesting that, well, thank God, you know, she's gone, now Christmas is going to be the best. I'm just kind of in more of a place where, like, it's hitting me more. You know, you hear the fucking Christmas music and it's not like daggers in my head anymore. I'm listening to the same songs that revolted me years ago. and I'm kind of getting that feeling of reflection and joy. I don't know.
Are you going to be a father? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I'm not going to be a fucking father. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I mean, you don't. I'm sorry. Does this sound like out of place? Should I not express?
Yes, because you're a curmudgeon when it comes to the holidays.
But I think that's fading. I have a goddamn Christmas tree. I have ornaments. Granted, the Christmas tree was $5 at the end of last Christmas. But it's still a tree. Amanda and I set it up. We wrapped all the gifts. We put on fucking Christmas music and drank goddamn hot chocolate. If we had faggoty sweaters, we'd put those on and fucking, I don't know, throw fucking wrapping paper at each other. Well, I don't know what you do, really. I don't know. But we, you know, I'm getting into it a little bit. When's the last time you've been into Christmas?
Well, you know, I don't want that to get on the death topic, but as you know...
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I remember now.
My father dropped dead on Christmas Eve, 2001. So ever since then, the holidays have been very bittersweet for me.
Has it ever warmed up? Have you ever felt a little more for it?
Well, I mean, you know, time is definitely a you know, the best remedy. You know, just time passing
time,
by.
Time heals all wounds except for the ones on your asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I created this phrase. Time heals all wounds, but I think I invented this, but it'll never heal the pain. I think I made that up.
You sure that's not in like a Whitesnake song? Like that really sounds like something from your era of music. That's not very deep.
No. I create that.
Someone with long hair and a fucking sleeveless skull shirt and a fucking double headed guitar wrote that.
So ever since 2001, Christmas has been very bittersweet. But you know, as time goes by, and I have three little children.
I mean,
is it
bittersweet? Because do you feel guilty if you enjoy it? Is that what it is?
Well, how could you enjoy a day that where something so horrible happened?
So let's say you find a crate of money in your backyard on September 11th, 2025. Is that going to be a terrible day still? Because so many people died years ago. Probably going to be a good day, I would guess.
That date will always be jaded, but I'm not going to compare death with money. You know, whatever. I mean, it's a tough situation. I just say to myself, you know, why couldn't he have passed away in the middle of summer or, you know, some other time? Why did he have to pick December 24th? I mean, I cannot, you know.
So is there resentment, kind of?
You know what? Maybe there was some not resentment, but I'm saying to myself, Jesus, Dad, what, you couldn't at least wait like December 26th or something. You know, you had to wait to Christmas Eve, because you know Christmas Eve, then my mother comes over and you know it's difficult for her.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's tough. It's tough times.
Now I've met your mom, but I don't remember. Does she always wear black and have a veil and cook good sauce?
She never wears black and wears a veil.
Oh, okay. I'm just, you know, she is Italian. She's an Italian woman.
Yeah, but she's not a greenhorn Italian.
Oh, okay, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering, Frank. So you don't listen to Christmas music? You don't get into the goddamn spirit?
No, I love Christmas music. I love just as much as the next person. I enjoy it. I don't listen to it. I don't think I've heard any songs recently.
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to some, and I've been getting into it. I've been listening closer. Like, I've always kind of hated the fucking Bing Crosby shit and all that, the Andy Williams, the fuck. But now I'm listening and I'm enjoying it, and I'm starting to pay closer attention to some of the newer artists, because every artist has to put out a Christmas album. That's what you do in between albums. You release, you know, you just take a shit in a studio and put Jingle Bells in the fucking as backing vocals. And then you sell it to millions of people, and the videos go on YouTube, and people say, what a great singer! And such is the case with Chris Brown. Now, I didn't know it was Chris Brown that was, you know, the artist of this song when I heard it. I just noticed that this whining and shrill, just terrible performance was the worst thing he could have ever done in his entire life. And I am including Rihanna's face. I'm going to play a little piece of it. It's, I don't know, This Christmas. That seems to be the one that a lot of the funeral picture takers like to perform. Take a listen.
Let's go. Presents and cards are clear. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas.
Yeah. Do you hear that? Did you hear that little fucking... I don't understand. What, at what point did we just get duped into note bending and fucking and wavering voices and shit being the hallmark of fucking great performance? Why is it that whenever anybody puts vibrato in their fucking voice or they can't hit a note so they just go above it, below it, why is that like, oh man, yo, he could blow. I don't understand.
He's got pipes.
Yo, dude got pipes. Dude got pipes. Like, someone actually wrote, I love him regardless. I do not care about Rihanna. You can't hate his music just because of his actions. Yes, you can. It's fucking horrendous. I'm sorry. I don't know. And I'm listening to the music, and I'm trying to, you know, find what I like again about the Christmas music. Where the one fucking station turns into the you know, Holly or so, whatever the fuck it is, that all they play is that, and all the goddamn promos are done by fucking some shrill voice actor pretending to be a fucking elf. I don't know. But
I'm not...
No, you're not familiar with what?
I'm not familiar with this singer. I mean, I know her boyfriend. She's the one who got hit by her boyfriend, right?
He's the one. That's a man right. singing. He's the one that did the punch.
He's recently finished his I guess his punishment or his. I remember hearing on the news that I think yesterday or the day before he's done with his counseling or his abuse counseling of some sort.
I don't keep tabs on the guy.
I'm sorry, but
I know that he fucking rained blows on this singer's face,
and yet he made such a beautiful song.
What?
He made a beautiful song.
What song?
That song. I don't know, but I know it was a song that people had a wedding to, and they danced at the wedding down the aisle. I don't know the name of the song.
Daddy's Little Girl?
No. It's another song. You've seen that viral video, right?
The times of your life?
No, you know that viral video where this people got married, and instead of walking down the aisle traditionally, they started dancing?
Yeah, but he also did this. South Town, this Christmas. Okay.
You must like this song.
No, I hate it. I've never hated something so much to find it to play again and hate it whenever I want to. I actually found this song so that I could hate it over and over again. There's a version by the fat black dude who won American Idol, Ruben.
Ruben Studdard?
Yes. He did an amazing version compared to this. And he's fucking nobody. This guy fucking puts knuckles in a Caribbean fucking singer's eyes, whatever the fuck she is, I don't even know. And he's beloved. People love the kid. Oh, and in the video for it, there's a video on YouTube. He's just walking down the street, and as he's passing houses, their lights turn on, and there's gifts and shit. There should just be crying women as he walks by the car. I don't know. I fucking hate it. But overall, I am enjoying more music, more of the Christmas songs. And it's been a good Christmas so far. It's been a good Christmas season. An Advent? Is that what you want to call it, Frank? Is it a season? Is it? I don't know. I've got all the gifts I'm going to give to people all wrapped up under my shitty sparse tree.
Who wrapped them?
Amanda and I wrapped them. We wrapped them together.
Oh, boy.
I don't understand.
Nothing.
What do you mean? You said, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, you sat there and wrapped gifts? I mean.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Well,
you should, what?
I'm sorry, explain. What's the problem?
You're supposed to just give all the gifts to the woman and have her wrap them.
Yeah, but we had a limited amount of time to get it done.
Oh.
So, you know,
Are you a good rapper?
I'm very good at the sides of gifts.
Okay.
I'm very good at the sides. But I don't have the patience to measure the exact amount of paper. So, I'll end up having a gift with like an inch thick of fucking wrapping paper.
Were you
fold it over and over again?
Were you a good book cover person?
No.
Could you?
I never did one. I just always handed them to my mom, and she would use like leftover fucking wallpaper. She wouldn't even buy like book covers. Like there would be someone that had a fucking Batman book cover with the logo perfectly centered on the fucking book. I'd have like dinosaur wallpaper that used to be in my bedroom because they bought a roll too many. So my mom had handwritten social studies on a fucking a red triceratops face. And then I had fucking reading. And it was all like little fucking kid pattern wallpaper. But I never got the cool book covers, ever.
Well, my mother just always did the paper bags.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, why would you use wallpaper and not the fucking paper? I guess she wasn't going to use the fucking paper again. So
now,
why not?
Nowadays, I just have ones that you just it's like a piece of fabric that you just slip onto it. You open the book cover, and it's a piece of fabric just slips on. It takes like 30, you know, a second or and a half. So
it's fab. They cover it with fabric now.
It's some type of fabric, stretchy fabric.
Do they reuse it or do they just throw it out?
Oh, sure. You just put it in the washing machine to wash it.
You what? You wash fucking book covers?
Because it's made of fabric.
I don't know. I don't know. So. The world's becoming too fucking complex. I feel that more and more every day. You know, sometimes I reap the rewards of it. Frank, I'll have you know, I bought my first TV for the house. Purchased it online through Amazon.com. I am now the proud owner of a 55-inch LED Samsung TV, and I couldn't be happier to have that unopened box not set up yet.
Is this a flat screen TV?
It is. It is the flattest of screens that you can currently get.
All TVs now are flat screen. Is that correct?
I think you can probably still get the big box ones. Actually, no. You know what? I think you could probably just get one for free. There are people out there that have these fucking gigantic 1998 CRT TVs that are 1,000 pounds that, you know, they can't throw out. They don't want to take to the dump. You could probably just get one for free. If you have no desire to have a TV that looks good or is modern, you could probably just get a fucking free TV. What was that? I just heard something.
I know. I just dropped my pen.
So I got the TV, but I had a little bit of an incident. I spoke about it a couple of weeks ago where I ordered it from Amazon, but it was through one of their vendors. And
I must have been sick that night.
Yeah, maybe. Or, I don't know, or maybe you were getting a new phone. That's what you were doing. or maybe you were in the process of deleting me from every online friend collection that you own. Just out of the blue, one day, I go to message you on one of the sites. I'm like, hey, Frank, this is kind of bullshit. Why don't we just... And I'm like, wait a minute. He's not... Oh, it says we add to friends. Why would I have to add him to friends if he's already my... Oh.
But you always had my cell phone number still, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But okay. but you understand that I was trying to message you, and I couldn't because you removed me.
Right, but you could have sent me a text message on my cell phone.
Yeah, I didn't feel like doing it after that.
Well, whatever.
Obviously, you didn't want me in your circle.
Bygones be bygones.
Friends.
Let's continue.
Do you even know what that means?
Bygones are things of the past, aren't they?
Yes. You don't want me to rehash them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, why go backwards when you can move forwards?
That's it. It's a good outlook you got there, Frank. It's a good one. Although, I'm going to look a little bit in the past, and I want to discuss my experience with data vision, computer, and video. This is not a plug by any means, because they are completely fucking horrible cocksuckers who all sound like Alex Webbs. This vendor on fucking Amazon that I bought my TV through, okay? I ordered it. It was a little late. I was a little sleepy. I messed up the shipping and billing address. I crossed them. I needed it to be shipped to the address that I put in billing. And simple mistake, I notice it the next morning. I go to edit the fucking order, and it says shipped. I'm like, whoa, they shipped it in fucking 3 hours. Fucking fantastic. So I contact Datavision Computer and Video. And everybody I spoke to, just different grades of, yeah, but you know, you should have probably put the billing address in the shipping address. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm asking you to do. They're like, yeah, maybe you could try, like, Monday, talk to my supervisor. His name is Peter. All Russian, all fucking Alex Webb's clones. So I call Monday.
I have no problem with Russian people.
Okay. Is there a story behind that, or?
Maybe in due time.
Oh. Yeah, I think I have an idea. Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to, you know, say anything negative about any organizations that happen to be predominantly Russian. Okay.
So what else? Let's move on. Let's move on, please.
Yeah.
Now, this situation, when you have these type of situations with these phone operators or customer service people, I could just imagine the point where you start seething.
Yeah, the point that I started seething is when I said, I need you to switch the addresses. And the guy goes, I cannot do that. And I said,
I will break you.
I must break your TV. And so the reason it was shipped is because it was in Newark, set to go to a place that's very far away. Okay? And I just needed it to go a place that's not that far away from Newark, New Jersey. And they're refusing to do it. I call the shipping company. They're okay to do it, pending Datavision's approval. Datavision declines. I call Amazon. I ask them, you know, is there anything that can be done? They call Datavision and say, it's completely cool if you switch the address. Datavision fucking refuses. I call them. They said, we would have to ship it back to us. You know, shipping is not free. It is not a $5 camera. You know, if it was a camera, maybe, but...
How much was this product?
Shipping
product?
Is not free. It was $15.99.
It was $15.99.
Yes, for a 55-inch TV. And, you know, a gallon of milk is a nickel. It was $1,600.
Ho-ho! Somebody's doing good!
$1,600. I had saved for this. I've cut a lot of lawns and shoveled a lot of driveways. And I have the money. I'm ready to buy my TV. And guess what? I can't, because they won't ship it to the right address. And I can't move it because it's pretty far distance.
Whose address were they shipping it to?
Amanda's.
All right, so what?
Do you understand how big a 55-inch TV is?
Well, I mean, it's a flat-screen TV. Aren't they very light nowadays?
Do you understand?
I mean, I'm only asking you. I don't know. They're very thin and light nowadays. You could just put one in your back seat.
Yeah, I could just roll it up, put it in my pocket. You know what I could do is roll it up, put it in the front of my pants, and just impress the ladies. Frank, it's a fucking 7-foot box by like fucking 4 feet high. It's a big box.
But doesn't Amanda's father have a minivan?
He does not. And here's the fucking deal. If I were to drive it the 2.5 hours, and maybe I hit a pothole. Now, maybe some of the screen is fucked up or broken, and it's on me. Do you understand? This is kind of a pricey purchase. So to do it right, I'd have to either rent a vehicle or have it shipped from there to where I want it to go. So it's really not worth it.
Or you could have somebody stay in the back seat and hold on to it, like they do with the cake boss when they deliver the cakes. They have some in the back there.
It all goes back to the cake boss for you. You love the fucking cake boss. So
No. Yeah, go ahead. So I'm curious to know what happened. What was the final resolve?
I had to cancel the order. So yeah, I told him. I said, "Hey, listen. I really was looking forward to dealing with you. I've heard nothing but good things." Lie, bullshit, lie. I read every review at that point, and I was horrified, because every review of Datavision Computer and Video is, "Do not deal with this company." Terrible. Bait and switch. Fucking hefty restocking fee. miserable on the phone, bad customer service. I noticed all these comments after the fact, but I'm speaking to the guy and I said, hey, I really regret having to do this. I wanted to deal with you, but I have to cancel.
It's fine if you cancel. I'll sell this TV to someone else in a minute. I'll sell it all day.
I'm like, well, okay. And I just want to know when I can get my refund back.
Well, you know, shipping is not free.
And I said, well, no, I bought it on Amazon. There was no shipping charge. So shipping was free.
Yeah, but shipping is not free for me. I'm a business.
So he said, there will be some money deducted for the shipping back to us. And I said, well, okay, that's great. That's fine. How much?
I don't know at this time. I don't know at this time.
So I'm thinking, okay, how much could it be to ship this TV? It's a pretty big item. Maybe $100? Maybe? $150?
You were okay losing $100. You couldn't
do it. No, I was furious. And I spoke to Amazon. And I let them know that I was extremely dissatisfied. And they kind of worked out a deal where they were going to, whatever it ended up being, they were going to maybe do a little something for me on a new purchase.
Okay.
So I got the fucking the number or the extension of the manager for DataVision. The guy who told me, I don't know what it'll be. Called him every day for 3 weeks. Every day.
Yeah, we have not received it yet. I'll let you know how much the shipping is. Blah, 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 blah. You don't have to call every day. I'll let you know.
3 weeks. I'll let you know. The last time I called him, he's like, okay,
it's going to be $300 to ship.
Oh my God.
Now I would understand if they were in Chicago. They are literally a 20-minute fucking drive from where that fucking package is.
Did you feel raped at that point?
I felt raped. I felt jizzed in. I not only did I feel raped, I felt raped and impregnated with a kid that I have no intention of raising. But I have to let it come to term because there's nothing I can do.
All right, so what happened?
So I told the Amazon guy and they're like, "Oh, wow, that's a pretty hefty fee for that. I mean, that's like about a third of what it would cost." And I said, "Yeah." And he kind of bragged to me that he was just going to sell it to someone else for more money because Black Friday's over. And the guy goes, well, if you buy a TV from us, we'll take that amount off of that TV. So, you know, it all worked out.
Right. But it still had to kill you to pay this bastard.
I didn't pay. I mean, yeah, he got an extra $300 for the TV. But you know what? I don't have to deal with the guy. And I went on every fucking site and I told everybody about that fucking piece of shit DataVision and fucking whatever, computer and video. They're just miserable. Don't, if you go on Amazon, notice the vendor. It'll say, oh, this item, blah, 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 buy. And that company you need to look for. And you need to read about them. That's what you need to do. I didn't do it because I was sleepy. And that was my mistake. But I got the TV from Amazon. Couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. I just can't wait to set it up and actually watch it.
Yeah, maybe one day when you move into the house.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming along. I mean, we've got a Christmas room. We've got a room with the tree and the presents. And we've got a bedroom and the kitchen that's almost there.
Do you have a bedroom set?
We do have a bedroom set. We are able to sleep in the house. But we won't be the first people to have done that.
Well, obviously, the previous owner slept in the house.
Well,
obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
Sure.
But when my grandma died, the funeral, Amanda's parents came up out of respect for my family to be there for the funeral. Oh,
yeah. What hotel did they stay at?
They stayed at the one that Amanda and I own. They slept in my bed. They bathed in my shower. They drank my drinks. They walked their dog.
Now, is this a new bed?
In my yard. It is a brand new bed. I did not buy a used bed, nor did I keep the previous owner's bed. Yes, of course, it's a new bed.
So they...
They broke in my bed.
Ooh, God. That's... That would make me punch a wall.
You think they maybe got a little...
I don't know.
A little,
I don't know if...
You think they got a little amorous?
I don't know if they did that, but I guarantee you at least one of them farted. Guarantee you.
Oh, that goes without saying. Her dad, God love him. Wow, can he let him go? And not even know he did it. It's just like one of those hollow farts. Just a powerful just stench. And that went right into the bed. And that'll never leave. Is that how it works? It just blasts in and it just lives in the
absolutely.
The mattress.
Yeah, I mean it's what happens is when he farts, it's sort of like the mattress just vacuums that fart up and it just stays in there.
And so the next day, you know, you see them like, "Oh, thanks for coming. How was the house?" And this is like, "We've got seconds to go because we're going to the gravesite. Like we have to move." But he's like, "I got to tell you about your toilet in a second. I'll tell you just something about your toilet." Now I'm horrified. No one ever says I have to tell you about your toilet if it's not something just fucking miserable. So I'm at the funeral. All I can think about is, you know, well, my grandma's dead, but what the fuck is in my toilet right now? Did it overflow? Did he clog it? Did it just break off at the goddamn root? And is there broken tile? I'm picturing flooding happening, and like he's late because he didn't have an alarm clock, and he just, well, fuck it, I'll turn the water off. I don't know what the fuck it is. When someone says, "Hey, I got to tell you about your toilet," and then they don't give you anything more, that's not good.
And if he did clog it, then you just got your just desserts, because in fact, didn't you clog up Amanda's brother's toilet?
I did, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Let me tell you something. When I was out there, there were things flushed in that toilet that should not have been flushed. They were not flushable prior to me entering.
What do you mean, like a cigarette butt, you mean? I don't know what you're
I don't know what it was. I'm just saying maybe some kind of paper product was flushed down the toilet, should not have been flushed.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. And I think I got pinched because when
listen,
you know, I got a slow flush going.
You were the scapegoat.
I was the goddamn toilet patsy. I was a mark.
Do you still take breaks?
Yeah, why don't we take a break? Jesus, you just fucking ruined. Why did you just ruin the whole goddamn flow?
Well, I do have to urinate.
How much? Well, a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I went out to dinner at around 4:30. I still haven't urinated. And I had like 6 glasses of soda.
Glasses of what?
Soda. Diet soda.
When you do finally urinate, where on the scale of yellow, ranging from clear to just fucking brown, do you think you're going to be?
It'll look like battery acid.
It'll look like Coca-Cola is what you're saying?
Right. It'll be battery acid. It'll be orange.
And percentage of liquid to foam? Are we talking latte or cappuccino?
Oh, definitely cappuccino.
Jesus Christ.
Definitely. But it'll smell, it may smell a little bit too like fish dick. But anyway.
Like fish dick?
Well, sometimes you get the fish dick, you know.
What? I don't know. Fish dick? What's fish dick? I thought you said fish. I thought you mispronounced fish sticks.
No, fish dick.
Fish dick.
I mean, I'm sure you've gotten the fish dick before.
I've never had fish dick. Is it when you, basically your dick smells like a diseased vagina? Is that what you're saying?
More or less.
You didn't shower?
Oh, I shower every day, my friend.
Hmm. Well, how do you get fish dick if you shower?
I don't know. Maybe it's Michelangelo out long.
Are you playing handball 2 hours a day? Just
no.
With an ace bandage wrapped around your balls?
No. I don't know. Maybe I should see the doctor about it. I don't know.
You're not going to. So stop saying like that you should or suggesting that it might be a good thing because you know you're not going to. You're embarrassed about your smell and your fish dick. You're embarrassed about it.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yes. I would be mortified if my cock smelled like a fucking, like a spawn.
It smells like a fucking Gorton fisherman, for Christ's sake.
Like a fishery. Someone's trying to hatch fish on your fucking taint.
Yeah.
The Gorton's fisherman boat, that's what it smells like?
Right, right.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Thank you. This is going to be a break, because Frank has to make Yella. And FOMA. Thanks. Thank you. Ruining the whole fucking goddamn show.
Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show. My Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions. Go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level. Address you and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for a room.
What?
A reservation.
You're not doing a reservation. You come and I'm prepared a room.
I need quiet time. I'm studying for a test, and I need the room to be quiet. Do you have quiet rooms?
What rooms?
I need a quiet room. I don't want. I do not. I want to. Do not disturb. I don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you know the steps. What room do you like it? The regular bed or?
What kind of rooms you got?
The king. What do you like it? The king size bed or regular?
I like a king size. How much is that?
Overnight, it's $65.
Okay. I need one very far away from you.
Okay. What time are you coming?
Now, let me ask you a question. Can I bring my dog?
No, no. No dog in the hotel. No dog in
the
hotel.
What about my cat?
No.
What about my goldfish? Can I bring my goldfish?
Listen, you know, bring animals.
No animals?
No.
Okay. Do you have any vending machines there?
No.
Do you have any coffee?
No.
Will you be serving breakfast in the morning?
No.
Oh. Do you have maybe a bowl of hard candy or something, some breath mints?
No, it's no herb at this machine.
Oh. Do you have carpeting?
What?
Carpeting.
What you say?
Do you have carpet? Do you have rugs?
No.
Oh. Okay. Could you turn the TV off? I can't hear what you're saying.
It's TV off?
Is there a TV in the room?
Yes.
Oh. Do you take credit card?
Yes, but you have ID, driver license, or passport. I'm taking credit card.
Do you take cash?
Yes.
Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes, because it's room for two people.
Because I think I'm going to make love over there. I could bring two women?
Not two women, one woman.
I could bring one woman?
Listen, it's a lot of questions about where do you like it? You say you have dog. I'm saying it's not dog. You know, bring the dog. This is motel. You say scared. Woman. Room is for two people. Do you like it? You bring woman, man. Forget it. But only one. The room is only for two people.
Two people?
Yes.
Could I at least have some coffee and tea or something?
No, I'm telling for you. No heaven, nothing. No breakfast, no machine for the snacks. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. If you want to download all of our other shows, go to djnewstyleshow.com. Subscribe. Don't forget to check out some of the our favorite podcasts on the recommended podcast section of Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com/recommended. God damn it. We're back with the Germ Freak, Frank the Germ Freak. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good evening.
Yeah. I bet you one thing that you did not get rid of. You mean you got rid of Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, your phone, because I mean, I haven't heard from you, so you obviously got rid of those. I should have looked for you on ICU2, because I bet you would never get rid of that, because ICU2, it's the best way to chat face-to-face with anybody from any place. Go to ICU2.com, and you can connect with thousands of motherfuckers, thousands of people, thousands of chat-thirsty prick fucks that want to do this shit right now. They want to get on this fucking thing and just let it all fucking hang out. So they're going to go to ICU. That's ICU2.com. And unlike some of these other motherfucking sites and services, they're not out to ruin your goddamn day. They're not going to limit this or that. ICU2 is like, hey, we got this. Use it, motherfucker. Enjoy yourself. Go to ICU2.com. And you're going to be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. What happened in 2010? Hey, ICU2 took that award, mounted it on the fucking mantle that had space for one fucking award, and they're like, look, this is all we got, buddy, and that's all we need. And maybe they haven't also, maybe they just haven't had the goddamn 2010 awards yet. But you know what? ICU2, I heard a lot of the other sites breathing down their ICU2's back. ICU2 doesn't give a fuck. It doesn't even care. Because you know why? ICU2 would totally fuck the shit out of every one of those services' wives, daughters, if they're of age. And you know what? Sons, just to teach him a lesson. ICU2 does not fuck around. So don't cross him. Try him out. Instead, it's free to try. Just go ahead and go to ICU2.com. Download it, install it on your Windows PC. There's a beta version right now. There is a fucking version in goddamn fucking beta that you could try that is better than what's out there now. You may have thought that to be impossible, but guess what? The impossible is reality. ICU2.com. So, I mean, I guess that might just say that that's something Frank probably held on to.
I have it right in my back pocket.
You do. You do. Oh, wait. Is that on a phone that you, I mean, you have a new phone?
Well, it's my wife's phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you could have just put my contact in. I could tell you. I'll tell you my contact info, so it's on there, too. So, you know, just in case it doesn't happen again that you can't call me, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks that you had to get a new iPhone because I guess yours got destroyed. But, you know, it's whatever. Really, it's whatever. I mean, my phone has apparently a shit battery. I can't do more than an hour on the phone.
You still got that same generic phone that you get free with service, don't you?
It's an LG Flip.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's an LG Flip.
My 11-year-old daughter has something better than that, but whatever.
Your 11-year-old daughter has a cell phone?
Ooh, yes.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Is there a problem?
Looks like Frankie's got something to monitor.
I trust her.
You going to be checking that call log?
No, I trust her. I trust her wholeheartedly.
Who the fuck is Freddy? Who the fuck is Freddy? Dad, it's just my lab partner. So bullshit! We just do homework together. I've never even hung out with him. I just ask him for answers. I don't like your lying mouth! I'm telling you, it's going to be a nightmare for you. What's going to be even worse, not the named numbers, the numbers with names. You're going to look at that call log and see, like, oh, Cindy, Jenny, Freddy.
I don't even look at
that. And then you're going to see, like, 201, 917. And it's going to be just some random number that she's calling that has no context of a relationship or anything like that. Just some random person. And that's gonna drive you wild. Who is this person? You're going to call it, and you're just going to do that listen for the hello and try and figure out if you can build a face to match that voice in your head to determine if that person's worthy of communicating with your daughter. Do you need this in your life? Sorry, I just choked on a Golden Delicious and a little apple chunk. Do you need this stress in your life, Frank?
I trust her wholeheartedly. I don't even check her phone. My daughter's very trusting.
An 11-year-old wholeheartedly with a phone.
I trust my 11-year-old wholeheartedly, yes.
Good. That's fine. That's fine. You call the number. What is this? There's no name on this number. Beep, boop, boop, dip.
Yeah, what's good? Yo, what's up? What's popping, ma? Yeah. Why you calling? Hey, hello? I think your phone cutting out again like it did every day for the last month on Thursday. Anyway, I'll hit you up tomorrow during lunch. Oh, is tomorrow fresh bread pizza day? I hope you enjoy it. Smoocheroon. Click.
Maybe he barks a couple times. He really is so mad to say something like smoocheroo. Is this bothering you, Frank? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not apropos for my situation.
Okay. But could you imagine the parent of a daughter who has a parent that would have to watch out for that? Could you imagine how stressful that must be?
Well, as long as the daughter's in love, that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, at 11 years old, should she really be calling random people?
No, not at all, not at all.
But imagine a parent that has a daughter who is calling random people like that.
Right, that would be wrong.
That would be frightening.
Right.
Just like,
thank God I don't have to worry about that.
And like, or maybe the worst part is they put a fake name in as the contact, something like a very little kiddish name, like Timmy or Joey, something like that. And you call it, and it rings four times. And you hear,
yeah, you have reached the voicemail of Rashawn James. Leave a message. Bow, bow.
And you're like, hey, that's not Timmy. That sure isn't Joey. What's my child trying to prove here? Are they trying to keep something from their parents? Frank, have you ever tried to keep anything from your parents when you were a kid?
I pretty much told them everything.
You never tried to do something that they
No, sometimes I cheat. I would cheat on it. Like I would cheat on tests sometimes and put the stuff in my hand. But that's nothing. I wasn't a bad kid, unlike other people.
Could you imagine how stressful it must be for the parents that had kids that are bad kids, that have cell phones at 11 years old, and just call any random person from God knows what city?
I don't think 11-year-old is young to have a cell phone. I mean, my son, he's 6 and he has his own iPod.
Yeah, but you can't communicate with the world on that iPod. I mean, unless it's Wi-Fi enabled, and
it
he's
is.
Got his own Facebook account, and he's on there claiming to be 18, just talking to anybody who'll listen. I don't know, man. It's got to be tough to be a parent with all this connectivity. It's got to be downright fucking frightening. And the fact that you're not checking the bill or the call log, that surprises me. Because let me tell you
a five-letter word, my friend. It's called trust. You got to have it when you have children.
Trust. Okay?
Trust. T-R-U-S-T. Trust.
Who are you going to trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who are you going to trust? Frank, the fact is, trust can only go so far because a child will always test the boundaries. They're going to test the boundaries.
Not my little girl.
You don't, I guess maybe she's successfully tested the boundaries and just hasn't hit that wall yet where you notice something being done. I got to tell you, whether it's something completely innocent that you don't want to happen, when you were a kid, you had to tell your mother, where are you going? Who are you going to be with? When are you going to come back? Right?
Right. She was very overprotective.
Sure.
Now, was your mother the same way?
To an extent, not for very long, but, you know, and it's understandable. You want to know where your kids are, what they're doing, blah, 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 blah.
And then
But don't think for a second that there weren't times where what I was saying is not what I was doing.
Sure, absolutely. I would be the same way.
Okay. So when your kid tells you, when you say, where are you going? I'm going to Susie's. You have maybe a good percentage chance that she might not be going to Susie's. and maybe she's going to go do something that
right.
you didn't want her to do. Like, I don't want you to go to the mall and walk around and just look at shoes.
I think you're probably right, but I think I probably have a couple more years for that to happen. I mean, she's, you know, she's only 11. She's not, you know,
well,
not
imagine, imagine if you installed the mall in her bedroom and she could just go and walk around with her friends in that mall whenever she chooses. Because the mall's been reduced to the size of a device that could fit in a pocket. And the mall is so big that everybody has access to it. And she can just open the door and shout to anybody and say anything to anyone. Because you trust her. And she hasn't broken that trust yet. Isn't that a little scary?
It's not comforting.
Honestly, are you considering looking at the call log?
Not at this point in time.
Have you?
She won't let me look at her phone. That's all I can say.
So you've thought about doing it?
Yeah, when I pick up her phone, she yells at me. So
wait a minute. She yells at you and says, "Don't pick my phone up. Don't look at my phone."
Correct.
Do you know what that means?
It doesn't mean anything.
That
she
means
wants the privacy.
That means that's true. She wants privacy. So that you don't see her text messages, her pictures, her pics messages, simple messaging. She doesn't want you to see her call log or listen to her voicemails. She wants her privacy. However, you're concerned. You're a parent. You want to know what your kid is into.
So this
is the paradox.
I know, but I feel I don't want to trespass on her privacy.
Hmm.
When you have a kid, you'll know that.
I understand. I can see your stance, but I also, as an outsider, don't have kids, but I see, you know, some of the struggle that parents go through. If you were to peek and look, and you saw a boy's name, what would that do to you?
It would crush me.
Because what would that mean?
That I'm not her number one boy.
Well, maybe not on her phone, but in her heart, you probably are. You're not her number one boy, Frank. But the fact is, she's calling a boy. And she's probably not calling to arrange a play date. She probably has a romantic interest in this boy.
All right, why don't you watch your mouth now, okay?
What am I saying? I mean,
you're getting on the verge of vulgarness.
I'm not suggesting anything vulgar other than romance that was depicted in the movies you took her to and the toys that you bought her, the princess toys. You instilled this desire for romance in her from a young age, the princess mentality. She wants to have.
She was a princess.
She wants to meet her prince one day. And maybe that prince is Timmy. On her phone, in her call log, who sends her LOL texts 7 times a day. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Hypothetically, she's receiving texts from a boy. Hypothetically. If you saw that it was the same boy a certain number of times per day, what number would drive you insane? Like, let's say Timmy is sending her 5 texts every day. How do you feel about that?
I'd have to confront her and ask her what's going on, and you know, I mean, I did.
What if she said?
One time, I did read a note that she had written before she had a phone. And she referred to a boy as being hot.
In the note, not to
you.
Oh, so now you are definitely invading her privacy because now you're seeing her true persona. This is how she presents herself. In her writing and probably with other kids, she'll use the word hot to describe someone of the opposite sex.
Right. And that floored me.
Hmm. So you see a few texts from a boy and you would confront her about it. And what if she said, "Daddy, that's my boyfriend."
Oh, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen.
But
that will not happen.
At that age, being girlfriend and boyfriend is really
she's just eating
lunch together.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe, probably you're right. Yeah, I mean,
is that bad? Is that bad that she would call another boy her boyfriend? And maybe they go behind the school to have a little smooch
No. I mean, you could have a friend that's a boy, but not a boyfriend.
Like this. Let's just say.
No.
I
mean,
maybe a little humming while it's going on. Yeah, completely pursed lips, no tongue. Just right lip to lip. Would that bother you? I mean, that's. I'm just letting you know what you're in for.
Well, thank you. Thank you, person who doesn't have kids of his own. Thank you.
So what you cave?
You are not the expert.
No, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm joking.
How's that apple hanging on?
I'm joking, Frank. Just like you choked when you got her the cell phone. You basically.
That's the cell phone. That's killing me. You know what's killing me?
What?
Is $6,000 on fucking braces I have to fucking shell out in the next week. That's what's killing me.
Oof.
$6,000. Okay?
Okay, Richard Roma.
Jesus. I'm not sure what that is, but and it's ripping me up inside, and that's what's killing me. I don't want to get them for her. It's been arguing between my wife and the kid, and it sickens me that she has to get.
How much was it again?
$6,000.
Somebody's doing good.
Believe me, I don't want to. It rips me up inside. Listen, I never got braces. I didn't need braces. I think it's like a. I think that Dennis is telling her she needs braces, even though she doesn't, just so he can make money. That's what I think.
Are her teeth straight? Do they need a little adjustment?
They look fine to me.
No, that's not the fucking answer.
Listen, did you ever have braces?
No, I never needed them. I always had perfect straight teeth.
I have candy corn teeth on the bottom. And I'm proud of that.
Okay, that's good. So you want to look like a goddamn Halloween decoration. Great. Maybe your daughter doesn't want to. Maybe.
FYI. Okay.
I'm sorry, FYI what?
FYI, check your email for some hooves.
Oh, no. You did it. You actually did this. Maybe I'll post the thing on the forum later on. That's going to be hearustalk.com/forum. After the show, it'll be up. If you're listening to this downloaded, guess what? It's already there. You don't have to wait. You can just pause, go look at it, laugh, vomit, and marvel, and then you're there. I'm stalling because I want to see this. Oh my god! Oh my god! It really is just. It looks like a Bigfoot. It looks like a pickled Bigfoot.
It wasn't as bad as I remembered them, but it's pretty bad.
That. The big toes are at 45-degree angles outward. So if you look straight on, put both feet together, you'll have a triangle, even though the feet are touching. And, like, they're folded over each other like shark teeth. Holy shit. We're going to post this after the show. It's, I can't. No, I'm just gonna minimize. I can't look at this. And the how did you snap this picture?
I remember snapping.
I need to know everything about this because there's like a pink rug. She's in her bare feet walking on the rug. How did you get this?
This happened at probably early to mid 90s.
You can tell because the rug is grapefruit pink.
Yes, I was in my parents.
And she's sitting, right? She's sitting.
Yeah, she's sitting. I was in my parents' living room. My wife was there before we were married, of course. My mother and her. And, you know, I used to torture my grandmother. I would, make loud sounds in her ear just to, you know, stuff like that. So I said to myself, you know what? These hooves are a goddamn science experiment. So I said, I knew she wasn't going to, you know, she was getting up in her age. I said, you know what? I got to keep these things and post this in the archives. And that's what I did. I took a picture of her feet.
Wow, it's really bizarre. I have to tell you, it's fucking bizarre.
This woman died in 1997 and we're looking at her feet. Now this woman is probably nothing but a bunch of dust, probably.
Yeah, do you do that? Do you when somebody dies, do you think of what they look like?
Of course.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. God damn it, what a fucking morbid show this is. By the way, I seem distracted. That's because I'm turning this PDF you sent into an image, and I'm going to be posting it on the fucking forum right now. Because, you know, there's a decent clip of people listening right now on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, home of The Awful Hour, home of Hate Us Talk, home of Best in Show. It's an amazing thing. I'm just going to save this as hooves, plural, because there are two. And I have to upload this right now. I mean, Frank, you needed to document this. You knew that this was something that had to be saved.
I knew one day this would come in handy, and today is the day.
Did you do this with anything else in your family? Did you do this with anything else?
What do you mean with anything else?
Is there any family just horror like this that you
I think this is about it. I mean, I you know, I did. I have do some have a lock some locks of her hair as well, but that's nothing really.
Wait. When did you? You didn't get this at the funeral, did you?
Yeah, in the coffin.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you shut the fuck up?
You took a lock of her hair at the goddamn wake?
Yeah, I took several locks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I have it in a baggie in my office.
You are kidding.
I swear to God, it's not a big deal.
Frank, you're exaggerating this.
I swear on all of my children, I have a baggie of my grandmother's hair.
You are fucking disgusting.
I'm not disgusting at all. I want to sometimes I want to just touch it and remember her and feel it.
No, you're fucking lying. You have to be lying.
Do you want me to scan it? I mean, I don't understand what you want from me.
Yes. I want you to scan a picture. I want you to scan the baggie of your grandma's hair. You did not. No, you took a lock of hair from the painted up corpse. You did? Really?
Yeah. I swear on my children, I took a locks of her hair, put it in a little baggie, and I kept it because, you know, what else could I couldn't rip off a piece of her skin. What else could I have of hers?
I'm surprised you showed that enough restraint not to do that. It's good.
All right, I'm going to scan the hair. And at
the end of the show, you'll do that. I'm uploading the picture right now. How'd you get? You took scissors in?
How else was I going to do it? I was going to yank it from her skull.
So this isn't like something where you just kind of spur of the moment. Oh, I got scissors.
I knew I was going to do it.
God, you were all over this body too.
I loved her very much.
You said you lifted up her dress. Did you look at her feet?
No, she had shoes and I didn't take her shoes off.
Well, God forbid. You were against taking a picture when we talked about the black people, and I like to turn it into like a fucking graduation ceremony.
I never said I was against taking pictures. I never said that.
Oh,
said that.
I'm sorry. Have you ever taken a picture?
I haven't personally, but if that's what somebody's into, then all, so be it.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I have locks of her hair, and I have pictures of her feet.
I'm horrified.
You didn't save anything. You didn't from your mother, your grandma, her fingernails or something.
Why the fuck would I want them? I'm not crafting some kind of a spell.
All right, let me tell you something.
Like in Marked for Death, I'm not going to throw chicken bones on a mirror.
You have to have something.
Her dead. Her not even know it.
You have to have something tangible to remember her. You cannot just only have memories. They're not enough. Sometimes you want something tangible. And what else better can you get from a corpse than her hair?
You could get a video.
That's not tangible, my friend.
I can watch it, and I can see her speak and all that shit. I'm fucking hard. You are a scary fucking person. You are scary.
Whatever.
You went there prepared for an arts and crafts project.
No, I didn't prepare anything. I just went there knowing that I wanted to take a lock of her hair. I was very close with my grandmother, as you were with yours. And I wanted something tangible to remember her by. That's all.
I'm tweeting this right now. Hoof, feet. Link, #, gross. Okay, the link has been posted on my Twitter. That's it's DJ New Style on Twitter. Twitter.com/DJ New Style. This is the picture that we've all been waiting for. The hooves to match the grooves. these, Frank, can you just give us a little, like, you, in the 90s, you knew this was a goddamn keepsake.
I knew one day I knew this was going to pay off. And by God,
how did her feet get so bad? Like, I don't understand how
she was 90 something, 5 years old. I mean, that's 95 years worth of feet.
We have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank the Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is FM Jeff.
FM Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
These feet. These feet look like the prosthetics Tim Curry wore in Legend. These are the feet of these are demon feet.
These are the feet from the beautification scene in Dumb and Dumber when they take the belt sander to the nails.
How, I don't know, anatomically, I've never seen someone cross their toes. Like, I've seen people cross their fingers when they're telling a lie, like, behind their back. But she's actually, I don't know, like, her foot, one of her toe has grown over the other toe in sort of a, like, a perpetual crossed toes.
Yeah.
And clearly the nails haven't been clipped in millennia.
If you put the feet together, you get, like, a fucking X from the two front toes.
The bunions, which are the worst part of the feet, look like Neo's back. And just the general pallor of the skin. Are you sure these were taken when she was alive?
It looks like it's like DMX's logo.
Yeah, Jen's right. She has cankles too. There's clearly no difference between the body of the leg and the foot. Like, there's, you know, it just kind of gently slenders into an ankle and into the feet. No, it's one big tree trunk and then foot comes out of it.
Yeah,
you realize this is a 95-year-old woman.
Yeah, they're swollen feet. And
of course. A lot of life in those feet.
Well, not anymore.
Was she wearing, like, shoes two sizes too small?
If you look at the bunion on either side. If you see the big round lump, and by the way, it's djnewstyleshow.com/images/hooves.png. And
I've seen better feet.
It's also on
feet.
My Twitter, and it'll be on the forum. The bump from the bunion follows a perfect straight angle under the middle toe,
like a hunchback's back. It's terrible. I've seen better feet.
Honestly,
in China, they wrap the feet so that they look more dainty.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And they always end up looking like underdeveloped children's feet. It looks kind of like that.
That big toe.
Wow, this one.
The big toe is propping up the middle toe so that it looks like a tiny dick and nuts. It really looks horrendous, and the nails are like turned under.
Frank, you ever at any point ask your grandmother how it is her feet got this bad?
I don't know how much I can reiterate. She was 95 years old. Let's see what your feet look like at 95. She had a rough life. She's on her feet all day. You know, that's what happens when you're
rough,
you know,
life. Was she kidnapped by the fucking woman from Misery and hit with the sledgehammer? They're atrocious.
There are Kenyan marathon runners who never wear shoes who have better feet than her. They're horrendous. They really, they look like they've been flattened down with a meat tenderizer too. Like, they're very spread out. They almost look like platypus feet.
Does she have difficulty walking? Does she walk with a limp?
Yes, she walked. She was bow-legged.
She had two limps.
She was bow-legged too.
She had a limp.
Yeah,
on
she would. She would like when she would walk. She would like go from side to side.
Oh, your poor fucking grandmother. And well, maybe now I know why she would cut the sheep head. Because she would pay it as an homage to the animal who has the same feet as her.
Right. Was she a centaur?
There were actually two equally horrible feet behind her and a tail. Jesus Christ.
Very nice pick. Hey, it's good to hear you two back on the air.
Thank you.
Really digging it. And I think the response in the room says we'd like to hear more of this in the future. So keep it going.
Okay. Well, you know, this is we're doing this for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is our gift to you. Yes, we know you like it. You're welcome.
All right, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. We should have given this to you a couple weeks earlier, right, Jeff?
No, I like it for Christmas.
Oh. Okay.
You know, Jeff is having an event. Can we plug that, Jeffrey, or no?
No, it's not a. It's not.
I apologize.
There are no flyers.
It's a warm gathering of family and friends.
Yeah.
But hey, yeah, open it up to the entire world. Come on over.
Come over, especially if you have feet like Frank's grandmother. Anyway, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Okay. I am ordering orthotics just in case. Because if this is a function of time, and I want a lot of time, I want to have time, embrace time, I'm just buying something that'll mold my feet into normal feet. I'll just wear shoes that are, like, you know those shoes that have the individual toes? Maybe that's what you need to wear to keep your feet looking like feet and not looking like just a pile of twigs. I'm going to get those little feet shoes and wear them inside of bigger shoes. I don't know. Frank, do you fear that this will be your fate? You already have terrible feet as it is, what with the odor and never being uncovered. I actually, I expect that much like the end of Return of the Jedi when they finally pulled Vader's mask off. Like, if they did it to Vader's shoes, this is what you'd see. These pasty white, never saw sunlight, twisted, gnarled fucking hooves. That'll probably be like yours. That will be like your feet when you finally remove your shoes.
We'll see what happens.
I'm so excited that you shared that. And the next thing is we need your pile of funeral keepsakes. You're not lying about it. Are you lying about that?
I swear to God, I am not lying. I swear.
And you have it on hand. This is from 1997.
I could scan it and have it to you in like 3 minutes if you want.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
I don't have anything from 97. How do you hold on to hair? I'm sure there's been a move since then. There had to have been something. Like, you can't even keep a baseball card collection for fucking longer than 10 years. He clings to just hair he clipped at a funeral. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay, I have it in my hand. I have it in the baggie, and I'm going to scan it on my printer, and I will do the same thing as the other thing.
Okay. All right, so just do that and send it over. Holy shit, I don't know. Wow. God, this is...
Well, it's my gift to everybody, you know, to see this.
You're getting old. Someone's going to do that. Well, they can't do it to you. That's the one thing they can't do to you, unless you let the sides grow out for some reason. Or they take your eyebrows. What if someone took your eyebrows from your corpse and kept them?
I don't know. My eyebrows...
Are you doing anything to take care of yourself? I mean, you're getting old.
I mean, I clip my nose hairs every so often.
That's the only maintenance you do? You don't go, you don't do any checkups? I mean...
Oh, yeah, I have...
You're an elderly man.
I have... I had a colon... was in the high... You know, the...
You got a colonoscopy?
I had a colonoscopy, let's face it. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a colonoscopy. I suffered from rectal bleeding, and I for some time, and I realized that I needed to go to a doctor and see what was going on.
You were nervous to tell me that you had a colonoscopy. Why would you be nervous about it? You are like 50 years old. I mean, at that point, you
I'm
have
40.
To.
I'm 40.
Wow, you said it. So you've come to terms with that, huh?
Do I have a choice?
I don't know. I mean, after we threw you that really nice party and then you shunned me for 6 months, I wouldn't know if you came to terms with it.
Oh,
so, the thing about that, though, Frank, you got a colonoscopy. You are someone who's obsessed with, like, the perception of potentially gay acts.
Right. And what happened to me during that colonoscopy is something I have a trouble repeating.
Well,
but I will for this case.
A man gripped your anus.
Well, the biggest fear I had, obviously, was I had never been put to sleep ever in my life. Have you ever been put under ever?
Yeah. It was when I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
Okay.
Or grinded out, whatever the fuck they do. They're all impacted. It was a nightmare.
Right.
And I woke up. It was like instantaneous, like, done. I'm like, okay, when are we going to do it? No, it's already done. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Was it like that for you? You just instant time skip?
Yeah, it was. But the just as a side note, scanning hair is very difficult, especially when it's white. So I don't know if it's going to go over too well.
Okay, well, we'll work on it later.
Yeah. But
I can't fucking believe. I can't. You know what? I can't fucking believe you're doing this. At the end of the show, get a picture of you holding it.
Okay.
From like, get Donna to take a picture of you or something. So you got a colonoscopy and they put you under.
I was put under. That was the scariest part. It's sort of like a time travel. You know, like everybody was saying that the preparation was the worst part, and that is certainly true. However, when I woke up from the colonoscopy, my asshole was wet, and my pants were pulled down to the back of my knees.
Yeah, so they squirted lube in your anus, and they left you disheveled on your belly.
Right.
And you groggily tried to come to terms with why that happened to you. So you came to the room reverse dimmed until you could finally make out where you were and what you were doing. And you were belly down, ass up.
Right.
With a freshly fucked ass. Basically.
But it was wet. My ass was wet inside. I could feel the wetness.
Oh, God. You were squishing. You were squishiness.
Right. And I'm worried that what if they were playing with my ass while I was under? what if they stuck something in there or played with my anus? And I got worried about it.
It's a legitimate worry. You are the ass that they'd want to play with. You know, a million of these fucking things throughout a 30-year career. But, here comes the one we're going to finally fucking diddle. Yours. The one with open fissures and scabs. They're definitely going to dive right in and make fucking sandcastles in it. They're going to play with your ass. Frank, they are so fucking tired of seeing asses. They have no desire to even be near a fucking open asshole. What are you doing?
I'm taking pictures of my grandmother's hair.
I'm sorry.
I took pictures. And I pointed it to it so you could see it through the bag. And it's very curly. It looks like it's very curly, the hair.
You did get it from the scalp, right?
Of course.
Just making sure. Because earlier in the show, you said that you lifted her dress. I'm just wondering.
Yes, but I didn't. Come on, Ned.
Because if you... Listen,
no,
if you...
You're getting a little out of hand.
I'm sorry. I'm out of hand. Meanwhile, you fucking stole from a dead woman. You basically turned her into a fucking...
Are you calling me a grave robber?
You know what it is? You have the kind of trophy that a serial killer would have.
It was my grandmother who I was very close with. I needed something...
Like somebody who's killed 11 prostitutes would have bags of hair. It's just that you only had one victim.
It wasn't a stranger. It was my grandmother, for Christ's sake.
Don't ever... Listen, here, I'm telling you right now. I don't care who it is in my family. Who is that I love that passes away? I don't want to see you at that fucking wake. I don't want to see you. You know why? Because if they had hair on their head when they were put in that box, propped up to look nice, the minute you go and fake pray by that goddamn casket, they're losing some hair. Just so you could have a fucking Ziploc full of memorabilia.
You know, you're not going to make me feel like I'm some type of serial murderer for taking a lock of my grandma's hair.
She died. What year did she die?
1997.
1997. Very proper. Very, very proper. Also, very long ago for you to have instant access to this hair. How is it that you have it on hand? Did you even live in this house?
No.
It survived the move.
Yes.
And made it back into your office.
Yes.
How often do you look at this hair?
Not every day.
Have you ever taken it out of the bag and just went?
Never. I've never taken it out of the bag. No.
Why?
Because I don't want to accidentally lose any of the hair.
I want you to do something. Would you be willing to open the bag?
No, I will not open the bag.
Just open it and sniff.
No, come on now. You're the one who's being the sicko now.
I didn't scalp my dead grandmother. You did. Not mine, but yours. I can't believe it survived the move. And you have it on hand. That fucking amazes me. I have shit from 2 years ago. I don't even know where the fuck it is. It's crazy to me. Do you ever talk to this bag?
Like, No.
Do you ever, like, maybe... All right, is there a face drawn on the bag?
I emailed you the photo, and I have it on my and I have my finger pointing to the hair, just so you could see the hair.
We'll see when it comes up. We'll see. Yes, I'll probably post it after the show. By the way, heroestalk.com/recommended. heroestalk.com/recommended. These are podcasts that we love. If you have any other suggestions, you can recommend a show in the forums. heroestalk.com/forum. I just got the picture. I just got the email. Oh my god! And you know what? You know what's even creepier about this? It's not like what you'll think is like it's a bag of hair. This is clearly holy shit. You took how many cuts did you make? I want to ask you that.
Two snippets.
It is clearly two little locks of hair. So one wasn't enough. He looked down at what he had. And he had to go and get more. Did you go back and do it, or did you do it all in one?
I don't recall. I don't recall. I didn't. It was all in one shot.
This is real. I was in that room with that dead hair. Oh god, that's fucking got to be haunted. There's got to be something tied to that. You know what you should do, Frank? You should spend the remainder of your years every birthday. You should swallow one of those hairs.
Oh, you know, you're the one who's being a sick fuck.
That way, she'll live inside you. And when you have memories of her, they'll be that much more alive. Right now, she's suffocating in a Ziploc bag. She doesn't enjoy that. She's one to stand on her horrible feet and be the center of attention and the server of food. You just need to swallow some of her hair every now and then. Frank,
I don't like hair in my mouth. I don't like that.
Would you just do me a favor? Open the bag.
I'm not opening the bag.
Why?
Never. Because that's disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful? I don't understand. What are you disrespecting? You already cut it off of the fucking corpse. You already cut it off of her head.
I'm not going to take it out. It's been in a sealed bag since 1997, and I will not take it out. I will not ruin it. I will not tamper with what I have here.
But this is the grandmother you said you went to the hospital when she died?
Yes, yes.
Was that when you took the
snip?
No. You did it in front of everybody.
I didn't say, hey, people, I got a scissors, come and
snip,
look.
Snip, yeah. Snip! Snip, people!
I think I had asked my cousin, I said, you know, watch guard, and I'm going to take a couple snips here, and I took a couple snips. That's all. It's not a big deal. It's hair. I didn't rip her fucking fingers off, for Christ's sake.
So people know that you've done this. It's
hair. Poor. I didn't rip her fucking arms off. I don't know. You're making much ado about nothing.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I'm getting a little perturbed.
I don't think I can be friends with you. This is honestly the type of thing that's fucking creepy.
This is my grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay, I was very close with her. I wanted to keep something to remember her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted something tangible. I don't sit here and rub it on my fucking body every day.
Why don't you just get a swim cap and glue it on there so you could be her?
Oh, God help me up in
and
heaven.
And just stand in front of an oven with a pot and stir it all day long until your feet look like fucking hamburger meat with nails.
And as far as people saying, what about a ring or a necklace? Okay, that wasn't part of her. That wasn't her.
You better stop. Just stop talking. Because this is really the type of shit that manic killers say. Where they want to feel what they feel. See what they see. Unlock worlds known only to them. It's you don't want to do that. God. See, maybe you should have had...
I'm not embarrassed. And I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I'm not... There's nothing wrong with me for doing that.
Wow.
Okay?
I'm... Is this the only thing you've ever taken off of a corpse?
Yes.
Have you ever done it for anybody else?
Never.
Why didn't you take anything from your father?
I just didn't feel compelled to do that.
Okay, but you felt you had to with your grandmother, so you could complete the shrine of her framed foot picture and her relics of the hair clippings. Any pictures of anything else? Nothing. That's it. Okay. Anyway, fuck this. I'm off this topic right now. A lot has gone on. Let's just say that you've gotten a colonoscopy. I've lost a grandmother. I'm enjoying Christmas again. The colonoscopy, did that turn out okay for you? I mean, you do have a history of anal bleeding.
Yes, everything is fine. There was no polyps and no nothing wrong with my anal cavity at all.
Hmm. Was it a man that administered it?
It was a man and two women.
Oh. Did they try and soothe you by having the women there so that you wouldn't really know that the man was the one treating your asshole like a wine glass with a little
I don't know. I don't know. But it was very, you know, when she woke me up, it was very surreal in a sense. I just wish I could have slept longer. It was just very, very surreal.
Very good. And the family's okay. I mean, it's been a while. Like, literally, we haven't spoken. Okay? I mean, we did have some uncomfortable phone calls, but, you know.
And we met at the Hear Us Talk third annual Labor Day.
Yeah, and that was, like, you hugged me.
Well, you know, you came charging toward me like a bull.
No, because you looked like when Teddy shits in the corner of the house, and he doesn't want me to know that he did it, but I totally know because I could smell it. You had that same look, just shit all over the place, and you didn't want people to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I hadn't, you know. So, you know, whatever, you know, whatever.
When I was charging towards you, at any point did you feel endangered?
No. Did you feel endangered threatened? For what? You think I had a fucking gun? No, not at all.
No, the guy would knock you down and maybe rain blows on you?
Not at all. It didn't even cross my mind.
Because I could. I could easily overpower you. You are old.
Well, what can you do?
Okay.
Well, you actually had a milestone. You turned 30.
Yeah, and the party we had for that was really... Oh, actually, no one threw a party for me. It was great. It's good. Because if someone actually did... Then I would have to never talk to the person who who created it and helped to bring it all together. That I'm glad that no one did because I don't want to ostracize someone who would do that for me. So that's good. I'm glad.
I'm glad to see you hold no resentment.
I'm completely okay, Frank. But you know what I have to say is when you went on Best in Show, hat in hand. Yes, humbled.
What do you mean? I don't
humbled.
Know what
And just like, well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. It looks like, I wanted to get back.
Whoa, but Nelly!
I mean, the thing about that, it was like, why don't you just fucking, like, call me? I don't know. But anyway, you know, I guess you didn't have a phone. The phone was damaged. But the family's okay. Donna's okay.
That's the important thing.
Good. All your kids are well.
Well, well.
And there's no polyps on you. Everything's been
no
roses.
Polyps.
100% okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that your life has had no bumps in the road and everything. And you're, thank God. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Same for you. I'm glad to see everything has worked out.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
I haven't even begun that. I don't do that. You know, come on now. I don't do Christmas shopping.
I got to tell you, I was in a few parking... scuffles. I yelled at a mother with her kid next to her. Her windows were down and mine were down as well. And I said, "What are you doing, you stupid cunt?" And then I saw the kid. I saw her do something stupid and I yelled. And I gotta say, I felt bad, but she really was being a stupid cunt. She had a stop sign. And I was blocked by cars that were stuck. Because what happens in parking lots, when you have a fucking stop sign, you want to go, so you'll just edge out, and then get stuck. And the guy who was stuck was in front of me, I couldn't go straight. Finally clears up, this bitch pulls right in front of me, so I yell at her, and her kid kind of like looks at her, and I think I could tell that the kid was saying, "What did he call you?"
I actually had a similar situation. I was... pulling into a parking lot, and I didn't know, and I was going in the entrance, and I honestly didn't know at that point if I was going inside an exit instead of an entrance.
Yeah.
And a woman was driving at the exit, but she was in the wrong lane. So she was sort of like we were coming head to head with each other, and she wouldn't move. And I said to myself, I don't know if I'm going the right way, so I don't want to start beeping or anything. So event, and this is, you know, like a 75-year-old woman. And what happened is she wanted to throw some garbage out. That's why she had was on the wrong side of the road.
Oh.
So then what happened was I realized that I was – she then she rolled down her window and just mouthed to me, asshole. And the fact of the matter is at that point in time, I still didn't know if I was wrong or not.
Yeah.
And then I realized that when she went past me that I was right, and I just wish I had said something at the time.
You should have said, oh, go fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go fuck off.
Yeah.
Because you got through the first time.
Yeah, that's right. The parking lot, it's parking everywhere is fucking miserable right now. The malls, everything is just fucking absolutely insane. And everybody knows that if you're going to go to a mall, somewhere to buy shit, somewhere where you can get gifts, it's going to be fucking terrible. And it seems that there are people that, even though they know this, they haven't figured out that turning left is just the worst fucking idea ever. People will still wait in a fucking parking lot to go left, and they'll sit there for 10 fucking minutes and screw everybody who's going straight and right. Whereas they could have just gone right, gone the extra fucking distance, and recouped all that fucking waiting time by moving and letting everything flow. But no, they still fucking turn left. A fucking miserable thing. UPS tries to fix their routes by lowering the... getting the absolute lowest number of left turns in every fucking route to keep things going fucking snappy. But these fucking people getting their goddamn sing-a-ma-jigs or whatever fucking... what's the toy this year the kids want? You have kids, I don't know. You point that out a lot, that I don't have kids. What is the toy that all the kids fucking want? Because I don't even fucking know.
The toy that everybody wants nowadays is... I'm not too sure myself.
It's a cell phone connected to the world, a world of strangers, a world of people out for one thing. Do you know what that one thing is?
What's that?
Excellent talk radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the DJ Neustyle Show. I'm just kidding. I'm not ending it right now, Frank.
We're not? It's almost witching time.
What'd you call it?
Witching time, isn't that what you call it? Witching time?
Yeah. I gotta say, I think you called for the break at the absolute worst possible time. I really think you did. Like, the first hour of this was going so well, and the second hour was kind of dog shit. Did you see our poll that we had up, Frank? We've been running a poll the entire show on heroestalk.com/live, the place where you can hear the show being recorded. And the question is, Kwanzaa, choice one, green, red, black PJs equal respectable. Choice two, are you fucking kidding me? Frank, which one do you think is the winner in this poll? Respectable or are you fucking kidding me for Kwanzaa? What did our listeners pick?
Isn't it obvious? The latter.
83.3%. Selected, are you fucking kidding me, Frank? We have very, very...
Well, I disagree with that.
You think it's a respectable thing, Kwanzaa?
Of course, and any religious holiday is respectable.
Is that a religious holiday?
Any religious holiday is respectable.
I get your point. I get it, Frank. Wink, wink. Because it's not religious. So
I'm not sure what it is.
You just basically said that it's bullshit.
I don't know what that even really means, but whatever somebody wants to believe in is A-okay with me.
By the way, two people voted respectable. Two people really don't mind lighting the candles on the Canara and wearing green, red, and black. And listening to that black dude in the garb on the local access channel try to reassure the world that it wasn't just made up 10 years ago. It's a really, really good thing, Kwanzaa. All the holidays. I want everybody to have a happy time celebrating whatever it is you have to celebrate, right? By that I mean Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Happy holidays to everybody.
And suck my fucking dick.
Happy holidays and have a prosperous new year.
Yep. So with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the DJ Neustyle Show. Frank, I want to thank you for calling in, being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Frank. And maybe we'll hear a little more of you in the future. Or maybe we won't.
We'll
see. Future is unwritten. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. No. Grandma, I want you to teach us all how to say Merry Christmas in Italian.
Buon Natale.
Now, if I were to say Babbo Natale, what would you say?
No.
Why not?
Because it isn't right.
What's wrong with it?
They'll correct you.
Who?
Whoever you hears it from you.
Babbo Natale.
See? Buono.
No, I'm not saying Merry Christmas. I'm saying Santa Claus.
That ain't Santa Claus.
Nobody would
get Santa Claus.
I like
that
one. So, okay.
Babbo Natale.
Buon Natale. Babbo Natale.
That's not Baba.
Not Baba.
Babbo O'Reilly.
I said it enough times.
Who?
Buon Natale.
Get animated. Get a little emotion.
That's
with it.
That's enough.
A little emotion.
Enough.
Get some emotion with it.
Put it in
it. Tell him Merry Christmas to all your fans.
Buon Natale.
Show them the finger.
You gotta use the hand. Show them the one finger.
Show them the finger that's not right.
Let me see the finger.